Good evening, and welcome to the call. This is Get Started, Go Deeper, Ask a Whole Life Healing Coach. My name is Kay Spooner, and I welcome you to the call. Today, where I am in the central U.S., it is December 10th, 2020. Wow, and this is our last meeting for this calendar year. We'll have one more on the 17th with Linda Brewer, and then the 24th and the 31st will be closed. And then the next meeting after that, unless you hear differently, will be January the 7th. So this is December 10th. Next week, Linda will be with you, and then a couple weeks off. Okay, welcome. This call is being recorded and will be available at the resources section at dralexanderlloyd.com. We want to answer questions that you might have today that might be in the way of you using healing codes or others of our products effectively. And your questions are important, and we'll get to them a little while after we do a trilogy together. I'd like to read our disclaimer before we get any further. Tonight's session of Whole Life Healing Q&A is for informational and educational purposes only. What you hear from me are my opinions, and they've been modified over the 17 years that I've been doing this. So, the healing codes and trilogy and others of our products are not intended to diagnose or treat any physical or mental condition or their symptoms. So, if you have a condition that needs medical attention, please seek out a trusted medical professional. The healing codes, however, deals with issues of the heart, and it's on those spiritual issues that we will focus our attention. Okay. Again, welcome to the call, and in just a little bit I'll describe how to raise your hand and get on so that you can ask your question, make your comment. Right now, I'd like for us just to get ourselves here and put whatever we were doing before kind of out of our minds and get ourselves physically in this place. We are physically, but let us realize where we are. And then emotionally, spiritually, with this group of people who uses these products and looks to them for help and has received benefit and can encourage each other. So I ask you to just take a deep breath in and out. And center yourself in this place with us. Okay, would you please just take a mental scan of your body from the top of your head to the bottoms of your feet, and just notice where you might be holding any stress. That might be a pain or a tightness or a stiffness or a pressure of some kind, or feeling like you can't get your breath completely, or a tingling, any kind of physical sensations you might notice. Just scan your whole self and just take note. Okay. I begin the sessions, and again, my name is Kay Spooner. I begin these sessions with a trilogy process. So I'd like for you to join me in doing that. I hope that you're familiar with it. If you are not familiar with it, I will be going slowly enough that you can catch on most of it. And then you're welcome to ask questions after we get done if you'd like. I think most of you on this call are familiar, so we'll go through it pretty smoothly. Just first, think about what might be causing you your most distress right now. What is most in the way of your peace? when we get to the healing codes portion, we'll put that in the prayer. But right now, I'd just like for you to be thinking about that a little bit. We're going to start with the tapping portion of the trilogy. So I use my middle finger and ring finger on my right hand. You can do whatever you'd like. We're going to start by tapping the inner eyebrow. We tap 5 or 6 or 7 times, whatever you can get in by the time I tell you to move to the next spot. An outer eyebrow near the temple. And under the eye. Be very gentle here so you don't bruise. Upper lip. Between your lower lip and chin. Collarbone, right by the midline. Sore spot on your chest, down about 4 inches, and towards your underarm about 4 inches, 3 or whatever. Center of your chest, that's right in your sternum. I use the flat of my fist for this tapping, so I can kind of get into the thymus gland there. Under the arm. And below the nipple. Now, on your hand, I do it with my left hand down, tapping with my right, so that my thumb is nearest my body. I'm going to tap on the side of my thumb by the nail that's nearest my body. And then I'm going to tap on my index finger beside the nail. And the middle finger beside the nail. And then I'm going to tap on the pinky, but I'm going to go around to the other side away from my body to tap on my pinky beside the nail. And now the karate spot, that's that fleshy part of your hand, side of your hand. Okay, now we're going to do the 9G. Tap on the back of your hand between your pinky and ring fingers up about an inch toward your wrist from the webbing of your fingers. So just continue to tap there while we do this eye exercise. We're going to hold our head still, open eyes, and close, and open. Now look down left, don't move your head. Look down right. Move your eyes up and over to the down left position, and now back up and over to the down right position. We're tapping all this time. Now we're going to hum. And we're going to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and we're going to hum again. Okay, that's the end of the tapping portion. Now we're going to do the healing codes portion. So if you want to hold your hands in the position of both hands bridge, and we'll do the prayer, and then I'm going to enhance this with a little breathing exercise as we go through it. But let's do the prayer first. We pray and ask that images, that negative images, beliefs, cellular memories that are related to or causing this stress. Now put in this blank whatever it is you decided was most in the way of your peace. Pray that those things be found and opened and healed by infusing the truth, love, light, and life of God into our hearts and souls and selves. Okay. Now, let's breathe. I'm going to direct you, and I'd appreciate if you would join me. I'm going to direct you to breathe in for 3 counts, hold the breath for 6 counts, and breathe out for 9 counts. So here we go. Both hands bridge. Breathe in. Hold. Out. Now both hands Adam's apple. Breathe in. Hold. both hands, jaws. Breathe in. Breathe out. Hold. Breathe out. I think I messed that up a little bit. Let's go on to the both hands temples. Breathe in. Hold. Out. Now, left palm at the base of your skull, actually touching skin this time, and right palm on your forehead. Breathe in. Hold. Out. Switch hand. Left hand, forehead, right hand. Base of palm, base of the skull. Breathe in. Hold. Out. Both hands, low belly. Just stack your thumbs up on your navel, on your belly button, and let your hands fall on your low belly. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. Okay. Now we're going to do the third part of the trilogy. So keep your hands like they were on your low belly and just move them down to the base of your torso. And we're going to start moving right up the midline. We're touching the body through whatever, touching the body. We're going to move up the midline, and we're asking that this river of energy be filled with the love and light and life of God, and that it be flow through open and balanced energy centers. We're going right up the midline. We're going to go over the forehead and the crown to the base of the skull. We're energizing or working with the governing and conception meridians here, the center trunks of the energy system. Go back to the base of the torso. We're going to do it again. This time we're going to go a little slower. And just notice if any of the centers feel like they need a little extra time to release. Feel like there might be some pressure, or to me it feels like a bubble when I'm getting there. I feel like I need to let the bubble release. It isn't actually a bubble. It just, I can feel it right now. I'm getting up to my throat and I can feel it pushing in my throat. So I'll wait at my throat. Okay. Over the top, crown. And to the base of the skull. Okay, one last time from the base of the torso. Smoothly and relatively quickly this time. Kind of polish it off. Okay. Relax. Take a deep breath in and out. And again, scan your body and see if there's anything that's changed. Did you notice anything new or anything different from what you did a little while ago? Okay. All right. Now, If you have questions about that, be sure to ask them. We will use the keypad, your star 2, to raise your hand on my screen so that I know that you have a question. And always I want to encourage you to ask your questions. The reason you're here is because you're hoping to get something from this. So if what you're hoping to get is an answer to a question or a clarification about something, then please ask. If what you're hoping to get is just interaction with the others on the call, then let us know that. Let us know you're here to be encouraged and you're glad to be here or whatever. I'm going to check my other screen so I can make sure that if someone on the web submits a question, I can get to that. Okay. So star 2 on your keypad will raise your hand and let me know how I can help, because that's what I'm here for this evening, is to answer questions that you might have, or at least direct the conversation in ways that I or others on the call can answer your question. So, again, welcome to the call. I'm glad you're here. And thank you, Ms. Patricia. Good evening.
Good evening, Kay. Thanks for taking my call. I believe I have mentioned that it is now my daily habit to go through one of the healing codes, and I go through the 12 categories in order, backwards and forwards.
Wow.
So, I've been doing that for quite a while, and they're wonderful. I always, always, always derive benefit from them doing this way. However, recently I've had a family issue for which I felt it was indicated that I should do the extended family code and healing codes too. And so I did that, but unfortunately I misplaced the directions for what each of the 5 basic positions mean, and also which hand you're supposed to use for healing, the position number 4. I'm doing it, and I think it's the left hand, but again, I forgot what each of the things mean. I have it somewhere. I used to use it all. I used to use healing codes 2 at one time exclusively. I go back and forth between 1 and 2.
Yeah.
But I don't
know. I have never used it very much, so I really can't tell you what the answer is. Is it something you could find on alexanderlloyd.com, I wonder?
I don't suspect so. Maybe. I actually have his DVDs of it. I just haven't had time to... You know,
sure.
It's Christmas, and I just don't have time to sit there and... Yeah.
I understand. I'm
sure I'll find it somewhere at some point. I may have even...
I'm just checking online here to see if I can...
Oh, thanks.
If I can find it.
Yeah. I used to have it even on my smartphone and as a picture, but in my notes, and I must have deleted it accidentally.
Well, as a matter of fact, Healing Codes 2 is for sale on there. But it doesn't.
Well,
I can't get to it without.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I'll find it somewhere in this
Maybe
house,
I can't
or
go this
or
way.
I may have emailed it to myself. I used to save things on my computer at work, and I'm not working now. But I did email myself a lot of healing codes.
Here we go.
Oh, you found it?
No, I didn't. I thought maybe
it's
I
all right.
Needed to sign in under All Access, and then maybe I could get it. But I didn't.
Oh. Well, tomorrow I'll look in my emails and see if that's part of what I emailed to myself when I left work. As I say, I had a lot of stuff on the hard drive there. But in the meantime, I'm doing my best with it. But I have an extended family issue that I've needed to code for, and I'm doing my best with that extended family code. I think healing codes number four in that is the left hand. But it would also be very nice to know what each of those positions actually represents, because he does say. And also I was going to ask you, is it important to do them first before you do the actual extended family code or mother code or father code? You know, he gives all these codes for different relations.
I think it's good to do the prep work. I think it's kind of like... Feels to me like it's kind of like doing our tapping to get ready for the tapping part. That's the part of the trilogy that kind of gets us ready for the
till the soil.
For the other part,
Yeah.
So I would suggest you do the general
Okay.
something, and then the specific. If you're going to do two together. I would suggest you do it that way.
Yeah, I see now. It makes sense the way you put it, that, you know, you've said that before about the tapping, and I do like that, because then it gives you a justification for doing these things. Because otherwise,
you know,
that's some,
Yeah, when Alex put that together in Trilogy, he'd put it together because it was valuable, and he did a lot of testing and found out which ways they work best together and all that, and which positions and all those things. But then when he presented it, you know, then a lot of people that had been using the healing codes all this time were kind of resistant. Didn't see any reason to add that other stuff before and after. So I just told him that it felt to me like we were preparing the soil with the tapping part, and then we were doing the weeding and the seeding and the healing codes part, and then we were doing the watering in on the last part. And that made sense to me, you know, as far as it being a gardener or whatever.
Yeah, being a daughter of the Midwest, you would think that way. Oh, wait a minute. So I understand the tilling the soil, and then you're planting the seeds with the healing code, and then you're watering it. Oh, interesting. See, That's interesting. Okay,
there's a scripture that talks about the water of life flowing. It talks about people who have the Holy Spirit or the Spirit of God, and that rivers of life will flow out of them. And so that's kind of the picture I have when I'm talking about that river of life flowing up and down. That's how I tie it all together in my own mind.
Okay, I appreciate that. I may be able to approach it again that way. I tend to be one of those people who resists doing parts one and three.
I understand.
You know, but this is good, what you just said. It's helpful. I would also like to share that now I'm on the, I made it back to the forgiveness one, number one, in the healing codes one. And I'm just going to stay with that for a while. I think so much of the problems in my life relate to lack of forgiveness of myself. You know, I mean, I know that is very obvious, because I'm like racked with guilt over so many different things that you could mention. So I'm going to just stay with that for a few days, or just, you know, as long as I feel I need that before going back to, you know, harmful actions, et cetera. And Dr. Alex, I believe, has said that was a really, well, they're all important. Every single one of them is an important code. But that's,
unforgiveness is the first one for a reason.
Yes. So I'm with that now, and I can't continue to feel deep insights when I do these codes. So I continue to be, you know, as grateful as ever for the codes.
Great.
So
I'm glad.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'll mute you now. If you have something further to say, please let me know.
Okay. All right.
Okay, someone else? Star 2. I will let you know while I'm here that this will be my last Thursday evening call. I am changing my practice and my business and doing some other things, so I will not be on the calls in the future. That's why I said... unless you hear something differently, there will be a call on the January 7th. I know that the other two ladies have it scheduled. I'm not sure what the eventual plan will be, but anyway, I will not be here, except maybe just to visit with everybody after tonight. So thank you all. I was looking at my scheduling, and I have quarterly schedules back for 6 years, and I'm not sure. It seems like it was longer than that, but I've been doing this at least 6 years on these Thursday evening calls. So that was interesting to me. I think maybe it's been longer than that, but maybe not. Okay. Anybody else? Is anything coming up with the holidays and with things? Okay. Thank you. All right. Is that Laurie?
Yep, it's me.
Hi.
Had I let you know that I just came back from the eye doctor today.
Oh, and what do you say?
Well, it turns out that it's mostly like retina damage from diabetes. And so he thinks I need, I'll have to go to a retina specialist to get it cleaned up or something at the back of my eye. So as far as, I don't know if you remember, you did a group code for me. So
yes.
I didn't have very much anxiety. I had a bunch, but it went fairly smoothly. The appointment only took a week to book, even though they've
been
3 hours a day because of the
pandemic.
And I was quite concerned about mobility issues because I would have to go in myself, but we called them and asked if they'd make exceptions, and so my husband could, you know, help me inside and also hear the diagnosis, because I knew I was nervous that I probably wouldn't remember everything.
Yes, right. So, that's always helpful to have somebody with you when in a stressful situation like that.
Right. Yeah. So, like, I had a very bad nosebleed a while back and had to go to emergency, and they wouldn't let my husband come in with me.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so I had to wear a mask, too. Like, it's mandatory.
Oh, what a mess.
I know. So I made one out of a very thin old bed sheet and made it more like a harem kind of thing so that I could lift it up easy and try to, because I don't like things next to my face. And my hot breath is, you know, kind of bothersome to me. And I've heard a lot of studies say that they're not very healthy to be wearing and stuff. So anyways, I got through it, but now I have another hurdle, which is the retina specialist. But I'm still going to keep doing energy work to maybe see if I can still resolve this issue. So I do have a question, and it's just out of Healing Codes 1 and 2, or even the trilogy sources for health and stuff, how do I address, you know, broken blood vessels and from high blood sugar? I've sort of got my blood sugar almost normal. But I have to fast to do that. So, like, fast for, like, 36 hours and then eat a couple meals and then go back to fasting again. That's right now the only way I can kind of manage that. So I'm not eating very much. But by the grace of God, I'm not that hungry, so, which is good. So anyways, I'm just wondering what categories or what...
The diabetes category is love.
Okay.
So
I guess it is from that, right? Like and it's really strange because when I started to get my health under control, then these things kind of happened. The eye doctor said it's been going on for a while, and being diabetic, I should have been getting yearly checkups, but my eyes were fine. However, he said they could have, you know, tracked it better. He was very nice about it, and I didn't really know that I needed to have yearly checkups. But anyways, so it's a little bit about blood sugar too, right? So, which is diabetes. So I guess I would still technically be a type 2 diabetic, because, or at least insulin resistant, because my body isn't really handling, and I eat very low carb, you know, like it's like a ketogenic diet, so yet I still, my blood sugar will still go up.
Well, everything I'm looking at, pancreas, which is diabetes related, right?
Yeah.
Is love and peace, and and diabetes is love. Are you able? Do you have strong love pictures from your childhood?
No, and I don't know, we talked before how I just feel so numb about anything. And because I also have neuropathy too, so there's numbing, like, I don't know.
Right.
I used to be a little more emotional and stuff, but not so much in the last 10 years or so. Probably since my parents passed away.
Yeah. I would like to encourage you to work on picturing Jesus in a love picture of some kind, being with you in something that you're enjoying.
Okay.
I don't know, you know, you have, maybe you have places in the landscape that you enjoy, or a particular place to be that you enjoy, or
As a child,
go
I grew up on a 25-acre farm, and there was lots of places there. But when my sister elder abused my mom, she got the place and then sold it to the local gun club. So it's not even.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to actually do this. What I want you to do is picture it,
okay.
So you can go back to that place in your memory.
I can. I don't
okay.
know. Yeah, that's difficult because of just the what happened to it. I don't know, like.
Well, but those pictures are still there.
Yeah.
Practice. Try. Try.
Okay.
Ask for help. Ask for the Holy Spirit's help
okay.
to go back to that pleasant place of your childhood.
Okay.
And then while you're there, ask Jesus to come with you and see how he enjoys it.
Right.
Right, and
yeah.
then let him hug you.
I have one thing that seems like a special love thing to me is him putting his arm around me and kissing my forehead.
There you go, excellent.
Yeah. I made that. I think I told you about the heart scream meditation I recorded myself.
Going yes, to, yes, you did.
That's part of that as well. But it doesn't seem like when that part comes, I'm kind of distracted or something.
Well, you know, Lori, that we have an enemy.
Right.
Right? And
yeah.
his plan is to keep us not focused on those things which are powerful and unseen. He wants to keep us focused on what we see and whatever he can do to keep us from going to that powerful, unseen place where the Father and Jesus are.
Okay.
So,
I think this heart scream meditation is affecting me a little bit, and I did record, like, I recorded my voice with music behind it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're familiar with a song, Draw Me Close to You, Never Let Me Go. It's a song I really like. It's just an instrumental version of it.
Uh-huh.
And then the second song is a song called One Thing I Ask. I don't know if you're familiar with that one. It's based on a scripture, One Thing I Ask, One Thing I Seek is that I may dwell in your house all my days. And
yeah.
So then those are the words. And then I'm usually asleep. I put it on just as I'm drifting off, and I usually am asleep just before that song ends. So that's I normally had insomnia, so that's
yeah.
helpful.
That's good. Well, I want to encourage you to continue on using this work, and it cannot hurt. It will help modify and balance your emotions.
Okay.
And you know, help you to deal with things like you were talking about us doing your that group code for you, and things kind of went smoothly on this appointment, et cetera.
Right.
So, you know, it can smooth things out. It can do amazing. I mean, there can be amazing, miraculous things happen. But if those don't happen, then we still have the benefit of having healed some of the issues in our emotional life,
right.
And that makes everything else easier to deal with.
Okay.
So I would just encourage you to continue, and to proceed, you know, with your best knowledge of what to do, and keep asking.
And one other thing that I started doing, which I wouldn't have if I didn't have this eyesight issue, is I'm doing the source codes for relationships with the trilogy. So, but I have an issue with my brother-in-law, my sister's husband, and yet there isn't a trilogy for extended family. There's a process for healing codes too for extended family that Patricia was talking about. So I'm not sure which trilogy to use, or should I just use the healing codes too?
It doesn't matter. You can use whichever one you want and put it in the prayer.
Okay? So pick fam, like, I think it's a sibling. Like, I lumped him in with her so far.
Okay.
So just something like, or I could use the healing codes too with the tap.
Yep.
At the start, minute number one and then minute number three. I could do that too.
Yep, you could.
Okay. Because I wasn't really sure. Like, Annika told me to use extended family, but I don't think she realized that trilogy didn't have that. So, I wasn't sure.
Isn't there one that says everybody else?
It's in the healing codes, two set of relationships, but not the trilogy.
Huh. Okay. All right. Well,
I'm wondering what you'd recommend.
I would recommend that you do whatever you feel comfortable with, and if you need to move back and forth between those two things, do that.
Okay. Okay. So I think that's all.
What's most important is that you are doing something, and if you will do it better, if one thing or the other, then that's what you should do.
Yeah, I do struggle a little bit with minute number three because I still am overweight and it's still hard to kind of reach. So I remember one time you just guided us to just go as far as we can reach and then pick up. So that's been helpful. But I'm just wondering if it kind of is stressful for me to kind of dread that minute. Is that not, that may not help me, right? Because it's a...
Well, it stresses you, but you don't need to dread it. You just need to enjoy as much of it as you can.
Okay.
Like I said, and picture the rest, and don't condemn yourself for not being able to do it.
I find that when I do just visualize doing it, I think I yawn more, so that means more energy. It's actually
better. You may actually be doing more, for yourself than stressing yourself trying to actually do it.
Right. So I just visualize.
Yeah.
So that's probably what I should keep doing then. And sometimes I do, like you said, and when I get to the part where I can reach, I just switch over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. The healing codes and all these products are not for, the purpose is not to stress ourselves to do them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The purpose is to allow them to de-stress us.
Right. I had a feeling.
De-stress, not distress.
Yeah. I had a feeling it would be a problem.
Yeah. So if we're finding ourselves stressing about it, we need to figure out a different way to do it so that we don't stress about it.
Okay. And, visualizing seems to work really well.
Good.
One other quick question. I'll probably try to get Johanna to get me a new custom code next week. And this is, I want to address this eyesight. So that's just the thing bothering me the most. So I just go through it with that. Now that I know more, like the diagnosis and stuff, is there anything to be a little more direct about the request?
You can ask that the blood vessels would heal or strengthen.
Okay.
Or, you can put in that blank of that prayer whatever it is that's on your heart, whatever it is that you know is being.
So when I'm using it from Johanna, you mean, or when I'm using it later, or both?
Both. eyes, I have kindness is the category for eyes.
Okay. Oh, okay. That's the central nervous system? Yeah, and rejection, because I have a lot of issues with being rejected by people, and I've been working on that a lot, too.
Okay. I think you're doing what you can do, it sounds like.
And when
it sounds like you're using your tools well.
I'm doing it like 2 to 3 hours a day sometimes.
Wow.
And then sometimes I might just take a day off, you know, because
it's
too much or I need a break. And then if something kind of pops up, like it kind of pops up when I'm not doing healing codes, and then I include that in the next time.
Yeah.
Like I think of my brother-in-law, like I need to forgive him because I haven't really done that yet. I focus on my sister so much. So I was just wondering, so I know forgiveness for him has to get tucked in somewhere.
Yep. That's right.
Yeah. So I just add that.
What?
If I'm just doing central nervous system for my eyes, and I had thought of him the last time, so I just say, and I also include the forgiveness for this person.
I would.
Okay.
I just take care of things as they come up. Just add them right in there and say, and thank you, and this also.
Right, so that's what I've been doing. And sometimes
I
have some tapping sessions, just EFT, and things will come up, and then I go back and forth with where they should go with some of it. So sometimes when I'm doing the source codes, I think of a guilt issue that I had with my child or something, and then I do that source, and then when I skip over to EFT and release the guilt. That's what I feel
good.
I need to do.
Okay, so excellent.
Kind of how
because guilt is certainly not something we need to carry around.
Right, and forgiveness too. Like I've decided those are just toxic. I need to get rid of them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Well. Yes. I appreciate all your help, and I'll be sad to know that you're not coming back.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I just have some other things I need to do, and I'm going to shift gears. So,
well, I see you do well in your next part of your life.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. And if you need me, you can find my phone number under the practitioners at dralexanderlloyd.com.
Okay. I think your email's there too, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, because I have a Christmas card. I make Christmas cards every year. I'll email a card version.
Great. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. All right. Thank you, Lori.
You're welcome.
Okay. Anyone else? Shall we do another trilogy together? How about you all vote. Do *2 if you would like to do a trilogy all together for Lori. Okay. Thank you. You could. I'll turn it off. You don't have to do it. Okay, so let's just do that. Let's put get ourselves organized here. I'm going to check this other screen just before I start that. Make sure. Okay. All right. So we're tapping and we're opening up and letting the energy pathways open. We're tapping the inner eyebrow and then the outer eyebrow, and then under the eye and upper lip and chin and collarbone and sore spot and center of the chest and under the arm and below the nipple. in the thumb and index finger and middle finger and pinky and karate spot. 9G, eyes open, closed, open, down left, down right, up and over to down left, back up and over to down right, thumb, and count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and hum. Okay. And we pray and ask that images, beliefs, and cellular memories, anything causing or causing to be worse, the situations in Lori's body, particularly in her eyes, and pray that these things be found and opened and healed by infusing the truth, love, God's light and life into her heart and soul and very cells to strengthen the blood vessels to cause healing to come. Okay, both hands bridge. Let's do the breathing. In. Hold. Out. Adam's apple. Excuse me. Okay. Adam's apple. In. Hold. Out. Jaws. In, hold, out, temples, in, hold, out, left palm at the base of the skull, right palm forehead, in, hold, out, switch hands, in, hold, out, both hands belly, in, hold, out, now the third part, we're asking that this river of energy be flowing freely and abundantly through open and balanced energy centers, and that it be filled with the love and light and life of God. And right up the center, I'm stopping at the solar plexus because that's where I feel like I need to stop. Okay. Over the top to the base of the skull. Excuse me. Base of the torso again. Up. over the top. Here we go. And finally, one last watering in time. Just let the water flow full of power and life. Relax. All right. Thank you. Gosh, I think we did that in only about 4 minutes or a little over that time. Okay. Any other comment, question, anything? If not, we'll... Yes, ma'am, Patricia.
Gee, Kate, I just want to say how grateful I am that you've been hosting this for all these years and to thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. You've been doing a magnificent job, and I'm just so happy to have been participating with you, and I'm really going to miss you. I just feel like you're part of my family. You're a member of my family.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
And you can call me. I mean, you know, we won't do official sessions, but if you want to just call and check in with me, you're welcome to. Okay?
Oh, thanks. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
And Laurie?
I just wanted to thank everybody. The last time we did the group thing, it gave me a list for several days, and I just want to say thank you.
You're welcome, and we're glad to be able to do it for you. Thank you for allowing us to help in some way, in some little way.
Yeah.
We appreciate that opportunity. Well, God bless you all. I hope your holidays are holy and happy, and that you find good things to focus on and enjoy from now on. Thank you all. God bless you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Night.
Now you're all open. You can say good night.
Okay. Good night, Lori Kay. And
good night.
Appreciate having you all. Good night.
Thank you.
Okay.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference.